It's a download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Springfield passed a budget. What? Hold on. Did someone fact check this? Is this old? Can we stop the presses? Are we sure we aren't reading headlines from 2013? Just want to check the byline? Yeah? Well, huh? Seems accurate. For the first time in Governor Rauner's term, Springfield passed the state budget by the deadline. It passed the Senate last night, the House today, and the governor said he's going to sign it. Let that sink in. They did their job. Now they get 6 months off. I thought it'd be more fulfilling, though. You know? No new taxes, but some cuts that I'm sure nobody's talking about now, but they'll be crippling. But who cares? They passed something! And then the House ratified the Equal Rights Amendment to make Illinois the 37th state to approve the measure first introduced, 40 plus years ago. Don't hurt yourself patting yourselves on the back there. Also, how is anyone against this? Is this the argument? Hey, we all love equal rights, but why put it on paper? It's a waste of ink. But I guess you can make arguments about what the amendment could do if applied to big ticket issues, namely abortion, but nobody should be against this. It was drawn up for a reason. In the 70s, some dudes wanted to discriminate by sex. For the most part, that hasn't changed. And if it has, then sign it. Who cares? The big issue here is that a pretty important issue was hijacked by politics. You get Republicans on the hook opposing this, and they'll turn it into colorful mailers. Summer mailers, just in time for the summer mailer season. Another lawmaker in Springfield being accused of harassment, Representative Lou Lang, a longtime Democrat, being accused of inappropriate behavior from an activist. She alleges that Lang touched her inappropriately and said weird stuff like, "Does your husband know how lucky he is to have a wife like you?" Ugh. She said after she rejected him, he blackballed her and her medical marijuana activism. Lang immediately defended himself and resigned from a leadership position in the House. He also called for an investigation, saying that the activist is retaliating against him because he wouldn't give the profiteers priority over patients in a medical marijuana bill back in 2013. Trib went out of their way to say this was not sexual harassment. I mean, I don't know if that where the line is. When I read the article today, they said verbal abuse and intimidation or retaliation. That line, does a husband know he's lucky to have a wife like you, and grabbing below the underwear line, that's classic sexual harassment, right? That's like what they teach you in the, and freeze. Did you see it? Did everybody in the room see it?
Yes.
I don't know, but maybe it's not, I guess. President Trump considering commuting former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's sentence. What? John Williams played some of the Apprentice episode with Blago on it. On his show today? It's so absurdly dumb. I'm talking about, did you not do the research on Harry Potter? It's the dumbest clip. Go look it up. And it's perfect for where we are right now. At any rate, there's so many people in the U.S. prison system with suspect cases against them waiting for help, any help they can get. And the president's talking about Blagojevich and cleaning Martha Stewart's record. Well, this is where we're at. And for Blago, last chance to quote our buddy Jeff Cohen from the Trib. He put this on Twitter today. Jeff literally wrote the book on Blago. This is what he said. The well-worn path of going on Celebrity Apprentice and then patiently waiting for the host to be elected president of the United States to get your federal corruption sentence commuted after that president publicly misstates what the sentence is on Air Force One? Textbook. That's so good. In weather? Hot in the city. But I can't stay mad at you, Chicago. Going to be 60s tomorrow. Wow. In sports, the Cubs and Jose Quintana hoping to take a bite out of the Big Apple. Showdown with the Mets. Scoreless right now going into the fifth. What's a Met? Whenever the Mets play. Hopefully the Mets still have Wally Backman on the squad. Classic Met. That's what I think a Met is, Wally Backman. Jason Hayward hitting lights out on this road trip. He's sitting second in the order tonight. Cubs, they're in sole possession of second place right now. Find themselves 4.5 back of the Brewers, who will be at guaranteed rate tomorrow night. If the Sox could muster up some civic pride and beat up on the Brew Crew, that'd be swell. Also, enough of the Pirates, right? They had a mini fight every time we play them. A little mini fight, a little skirmish. where the bullpen guys run out but nothing happens. Save it for August and go full out brawl. This mini fights, yeah, slowing the game down. Also, get this. Cardinals pitcher Alex Reyes made his first start of the year yesterday after missing a year and a half with Tommy John surgery. Did you see this? He pitched 4 shutout innings, and everyone's like, this is the future. The Cardinals look dynamite. And then a little bit later, they said he was out because he sprained his lat. He's back on the DL today and is probably going to miss significant time. Oh! So remember that when you're having a bad day. A year and a half rehab to pitch 4 innings. NBA Finals start tonight. 4th straight year that the Cavs and Warriors meet in the finals. And get this, the 8th straight year that LeBron's been there. That's crazy. And he's only 33 years old. His hairline makes him look 45, but he's actually 33. I mean, most of the time he loses, but still, what a tremendous achievement. Not as tremendous as 6-0, but pretty good. It's kind of annoying to have the same two teams 4 years in a row. What's that say about every other team in the NBA? Just 2 teams, that's it? Hopefully it's a good series, because with teams like Boston and Houston, this hopefully will be the last run. I just hope the Warriors win it all so that Trump cannot invite them to the White House. Always like that. Bears training camp starts on July 19th. That seems early, doesn't it? July 19th? I always thought it was the end of July. That's probably my favorite time to watch football, because all those fancy rich athletes come to Bourbonnais in their Ferraris, and then they have to stay in pint-sized, probably stinky dorm rooms with like other players. It's so humbling. That would be my speech if I won the Super Bowl. It all started with the mini fridge and the really crappy air conditioning. Shout out to the lunch lady in the comments for hooking me up with that gluten-free pizza. And finally tonight, Sears announced that they're shutting down more stores. The Illinois retailer is expected to close 72 stores, prompting every single one of you to wonder how there are 72 stores left. Come on. We're like a million Sears. That's the carryout for May 31st, 2018. Hey, it's the last day of May. Enjoy it before June comes and ruins it all. All right, coming up, the Download in Chicago Business. Winnie Parks, my guest, the CEO of Paper Source, the great stationery and papery here in Chicago. Talk about going from one store to 100. And what's next? It's the Download in Chicago Business right after the news. Here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.